Today, in the battle between Instagram and TikTok, has Zuckerberg taken the lead? Also, all that work you did for Core Web Vitals, did it even matter? TikTok has some new ways to share content, LinkedIn offers you a side hustle, and how one influencer sold nearly $2 billion in product in a single day. It's Wednesday, October 27th, 2021. Happy World Day for Audiovisual Heritage. I'm Todd Maffin from EngageQ Digital, and here's what you missed today in digital marketing, episode 492. Perhaps TikTok is not the golden child after all. The marketing blog Cretopy conducted a study comparing Instagram Reels with TikTok video ads recently, and the results might surprise you. They ran the same ad campaigns on the two platforms between September 14th and October 5th, with the same ad spend on each. And the results? Reels on Instagram outperformed TikTok, and not by a little. In terms of reach, Reels had a reach of 389,000, as opposed to TikTok, which didn't even scrape 200,000. It was at 199,000. Reels impressions were almost triple TikTok's. Also, the Reels ad generated slightly more clicks, 36, than the TikTok ad at 28. TikTok CPMs were $4.38, but Reels was just $1.67. It is worth mentioning that age could be a contributing factor to Instagram success. Statista estimates that 31% of U.S. Instagram users are between 25 and 34 years old, while 25% of TikTok users are between 10 and 19, with only 22% in their 20s. This study targeted the 25 to 44-year-old age group. As a result, Reels could have attracted more users for this study than TikTok. Also, quoting from the study, on TikTok, you cannot create an ad that's separate from your posts. This means that after you connect your TikTok business account to Ads Manager, you can choose your ad only from the videos you use as TikTok posts. The ad will also have the same caption as your post, so you won't be able to personalize it. That being said, when you post on TikTok, be mindful of your caption because you may use it for a future ad as well. When doing the setup for Instagram Reels, you need to choose Manual Placement and then select Instagram Reels so that your ad will show up as a Reels ad, unquote. Google told us early and told us often, get ready for Core Web Vitals. It was to be a new ranking factor that could decide how high up the Google search results you get. Core Web Vitals was actually three metrics: how fast the biggest element on the page loads, how soon a user can interact with the page, and how much the page's layout jumps around. So many digital marketers dutifully downloaded white papers, plugins, and set to work on improving their score. Then, about 2 months before the rollout, Google said, I mean, don't worry too hard about it. You shouldn't see any drastic changes to your ranking. Well, it's been a few months now since Core Web Vitals has been part of this algo. Was our work worth it? In a fantastically detailed piece today at Search Engine Journal, we get the answer. And that answer is, not really. Quoting the piece, few SEOs have seen significant ranking changes, but that's only part of the story. I don't know anyone who has been impacted, even those that had a really bad score, major improvements, and no change, UK-based freelance SEO consultant Andy Drinkwater said on Twitter, speaking specifically in regards to impacts on the search rankings. Drinkwater's experience seems common. Numerous other SEOs have also shared that the investment in improving CWV has yet to yield returns in the search engine result pages, unquote. Google rolled out other parts of its ranking algorithm around the same time, though, two spam updates, a core update in July, so it's important to consider those too. And changes you make to your site don't just affect Google, of course, they affect how real people experience your site. Quoting Search Engine Journal again, rankings are only one metric, and they do not necessarily reflect the full effect of improved UX for your business. Other metrics like conversion rate may benefit as you improve your site for users. I have seen massive impacts on the conversion and cost savings fronts, but not on organic, said one freelance SEO and PPC consultant, unquote. It's not just anecdotal data, by the way. SEMrush has a preliminary story out saying it, quote, hasn't spotted any significant changes in rankings, unquote. And that is at odds with a Systrix study released only 2 weeks after Core Web Vitals took hold. Quote, Core Web Vitals has a measurable influence on the Google rankings. We saw that pages that meet all of Google's requirements rank one percentage point better than the average. Pages that failed at least one of the CWV metrics, on the other hand, ranked significantly worse. That's 3.7% worse on Systrix's visibility index, unquote. So I don't know, 3.7% is not what I would use the term significantly worse for, but regardless of which numbers you believe, the consistent theme here is that whatever ranking changes that may have occurred with that change has been fairly minor. Instagram has announced that all accounts, finally, will be able to add links in stories with a link sticker. Previously, this feature was only available to verified accounts and accounts with a certain number of followers. Recently, Instagram Stories ditched the swipe up link in favor of link stickers. According to Instagram, the decision was made based on feedback from the community about how link sharing can benefit creators of all sizes to grow at the same rate as larger accounts. Quoting Instagram, "We've heard from the rest of our community that they also want to share things that matter with their friends and family. Whatever you're into, from cooking to volunteering or shopping, now you have a space to share in stories, regardless of your account size." Unquote.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow. I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
TikTok has announced that it is expanding the video kits it provides to developers to include those building apps for web, desktop, and console platforms, in addition to mobile. Quoting TikTok about this addition, "The new Share to TikTok features enriches the content available on TikTok, diversifies the type of videos users can discover, and offers more editing choices for people to explore in addition to TikTok's built-in creative tools. Building on the existing ways that people can create and share content on TikTok, the expansion of the feature to include web, desktop, and console-based developers will further enhance the creative process and give people multiple avenues to create new, original, high-quality content." Unquote. Additionally, the company announced a number of third-party apps that will integrate with TikTok, including Clipchamp, Combo, Capwing, and Mobcrush. Poshmark, a brand built on secondhand products, has announced a new program called Brand Closet that allows big brands to sell directly to its 80 million users. Poshmark's social selling features are specifically designed for its community of millennials and Gen Zs that big brands will now have access to. Quoting the company, "The Brand Closet program offers access to the following features and benefits to help brands thrive. First, social merchandising. Drops Soon feature to drive engagement and conversion, My Shoppers tool to drive sales through one-on-one clienteling, Posh Stories to showcase new arrivals and inspire shoppers, and listing videos to bring merchandise to life and more. Also, brand awareness and customer loyalty opportunities, official closet placement on brand page, targeted push and email campaigns to drive repeat engagement, and branded Posh parties to encourage brand discovery, and turnkey commerce and logistics solutions, enterprise-grade inventory management tools to support high-volume selling, integrated shipping, third-party logistics integration support with partners such as Commerce Hub, and dedicated customer support teams." Unquote. The revenue of Poshmark increased by more than 30% in the first half of 2021, but its operating profit turned negative with a loss of $23.6 million compared to a profit of $10.2 million in the first half of 2020. As a result of Poshmark's move, it positions itself as a friend to brands rather than a competitor. LinkedIn hopes to capitalize on the trend of remote work and has joined companies like Fiverr and Upwork that have created employment opportunities for freelancers with its new service marketplace. Users of LinkedIn will be able to market themselves for potential short-term freelance work. In addition, LinkedIn comes with other updates, new filters for permanent job searches like working remote, hybrid, or on-site. These preferences can also be added to your open-to-work indicator. And you can verify your company's vaccination requirements. Service Marketplace will come into effect today. It is simple for users to set up, they say. First, go to your LinkedIn page, find Service Marketplace. That's the button you're looking for at the top that says Service Marketplace, and flag your freelance interests. LinkedIn has decided to do this at a time where candidates are not necessarily looking for permanent roles, but more temporary freelance roles. For the time being, LinkedIn will offer the Service Marketplace for free and will include 250 job categories with plans to expand to 500. So, live streaming commerce is still in its infancy, you say. Influencers aren't really a thing yet, you say. Well, consider this. The Chinese e-commerce giant Alibaba's annual shopping festival kicked off Monday with sales of $1.9 billion, all of which came from a single person. A top live stream influencer, widely known as the Lipstick Brother. Despite an economic slowdown, Chinese consumers spent big on the first day. Numbers compiled by an e-commerce data specialist show that this fellow, who earned his nickname by trying on makeup products, pre-sold 12 billion of the Chinese currency in items ranging from lotions to Apple AirPods. No, I'm not going to try to pronounce that currency. The rise of this fellow's popularity coincides with the recent ban on effeminate men in Chinese TV and a call for broadcasters to promote a revolutionary culture, proving that your shade could be worth $2 billion. Not much to say here, so I will talk to you tomorrow. Lipstick and wild eyes. She's got me hypnotized. Tight jeans with an attitude. It's my turn to make. You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.